Sexting, sending intimate pictures of yourself to someone else. Maybe you do it, but do you know how to keep yourself safe? And more importantly, should awareness around safe sexting be taught in our schools? 0-30-30-80-55-55. On the line, commentator Lynette Burrows. Good morning, Lynette.
Hello.
And Jim Gamble, the former head of the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Centre. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is this something, because it might seem bizarre, but you know, for many parents, they might not be completely aware of what their kids are doing with their smartphones. So should we be trying to educate kids on the dangers of sexting in schools?
Is that to me, Vinny?
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer to that is simply yes, but we need to think about how sensitive we do it, who we use to deliver that training, and how it's tailored to different age groups. You know, the fact of the matter is you want to discourage children and young people from sexting at all. But in reality, it's a little bit like sex education. You can discourage children, but some will, in fact, become involved in the behaviour. And that's why we teach them about safe sex. So I think the time has come due to the proliferation of technology and the fact that...
We're losing your line a bit there, Jim. We'll try and sort that out behind the scenes. Lynette, you've heard what Jim said there, most of it anyway. This is something that is present. Maybe not all kids are aware of it, but because it's a danger, should we not be trying to educate them?
Well, yeah, sorry, I've got a cold. Educate at school, I don't know. I mean, the point is, it does show something terribly wrong, doesn't it? It's like talking about, in sort of calm tones about, you know, so many children are going out and beating up older people. I mean, it's quite fun. There's a lot of them. They enjoy it. So, you know, ought we to be doing something about it? I mean, it's just so shameful.
How is, in any way, Lynette Burrows, that the same thing? Breaking the law by going out and attacking somebody and maybe sending, as we know young people do, right or wrong, that is not the discussion. They do this. Older people do it as well. They send intimate pictures of themselves.
Well,
and then
adults do.
Of course.
But it does matter what children do.
But it is not the same as attacking anyone.
It's so immoral. It's such a dreadful thing for children to be so sexualized, so young, and doing something like that. Of course, I mean, anything children do is based on just, you know, what they feel like doing, and they've got no experience, they don't know where it will lead, they don't know what it means. And the fact that children are doing that kind of thing, as you say, young, is just so shocking. I mean, I don't know what on earth has happened to our culture that our children are in a position to do that sort of thing.
Well, given that they are, Lynette, and given that they do, with that in mind, should we be then teaching them off?
Should schools be doing something about it?
Yes.
As if they can. I mean, schools, you know, all they do is kill subjects. I mean, if you say, you know, we're doing today music or doing poetry today, groans. I mean, I don't know what schools can do. They've not done very well on the sex education front, have they? I mean, we've got a culture that sexualizes children to the extent where they're doing things as dangerous and degrading and degenerate as sending naked pictures of themselves and compromising pictures. And they're far too young to know the effects of all that. It is just terrible. People ought to take it very,
okay,
very seriously. It's like taking drugs. And it's all very well said. I'm not saying it's the same, but it's a similar level of immorality. And children don't know that. God's sake, what's
okay
happening to them?
Well, Jim Gamble, to try and put into context what they would actually be told, what are the kind of things that people should be aware of when it comes to sending, you know, what might be perceived as embarrassing or intimate pictures of themselves? Yes, I think Jim's line's still not great there.
Good dear.
I know, and it's what is it, Tuesday morning? It feels like it should be at least Thursday. These are things, Lynette, like
these what?
These, in terms of the advice,
yeah,
on safe sexting that has been given to some adults, don't include your face, avoid sexting at work, turn off automatic syncing, that's to do with photographs being put into storage clouds, etc. And don't keep the photos. So those types of things you might be more aware of as an adult. But as a child, when you send a picture of yourself to another child, let's say, you know, you then have no control over where that picture goes. If that picture somehow makes its way onto social media, for example, it's on the internet, and then it is almost completely beyond your control. There are measures you can try and take to get pictures taken down, but that is something that can be there forever, and it can be incredibly embarrassing, especially if you did not intend that to be public. It was meant for one person.
Yes, well, of course, the point is, if schools focus on telling you, I mean, you've just said that, what you have just said in, you know, half a minute, but schools couldn't stage a lesson that lasted for half a minute. And by focusing on it, they will draw attention to it, and for some children, that will be the attraction. And that's why I wouldn't think that schools are the suitable things to do. It just ought to be well known how crazy it is. Like, I mean, you know, some children take drugs, even things like heroin, which are very dangerous and absolutely ruin their lives, but not many.
Okay,
because children do realise how dangerous it is.
Let's try Jim's line again. Jim, you heard what Lynette said there. This might, for some children, make them aware of it, give them the idea in the first place.
Well, yeah, they don't need a constructive, sensitive lesson in school to give them an idea about this. I think we've got to be really careful that we don't start demonising children and using words like their immoral behaviour. Our children have grown up in a digital age. We've all made mistakes when we were young. In my generation, it was behind the bike sheds or in the school locker rooms. Children begin to experiment with the feelings they're having about their sexuality. That's simply a fact of life.
So what? It doesn't mean to say that you don't tell them it's terribly wrong, the direction it's taking them. I think you're leaving them disarmed if you do.
Okay, we've heard your view about morality and about how schools are getting it wrong. Schools are in the front line of safeguarding. They do a tremendous job. There are too few teachers with too many responsibilities. But within the work they do, what I'm talking about is the possibility of integrating case studies so that you explain whether it's in pastoral care or lessons about sex education and relationships, healthy relationships themselves, the risks. So by using case studies where things have gone wrong for other young people who've made...
I think we'll give up on that.
Somebody came along and strangled him.
No. I think, Lynette, it's one of those things that we might not like the thought of it, but and I understand what you're saying about making parents aware of what their kids are doing and trying to stop them from that angle, but it does happen. Therefore, do we need to give our young people the ability to try and deal with it and to know the dangers? Bobby is on this. Good morning, Bobby.
Yes, Benny, thank you very much. Basically, the same point you're making. Lynette seems to be blaming schools, once again, schools are blamed for all ills in society. Now, sex education begins at home, and it really is time that parents were taking responsibility for these actions from their children.
Do you think parents are doing it, Bobby, or are they embarrassed, or do they know enough about the likes of sexting themselves to help their kids?
I think that's the problem. So the parents themselves may need to be educated in this, but children who are sexting aren't doing it during school time, obviously, because phones are removed during school. I just wish we would stop just casting schools in this role all the time as villains, that schools aren't doing this and schools aren't doing this.
No, but the question today is, Bobby, should they be doing it?
Well, they have a responsibility to be doing it, but in conjunction to what parents are doing at home as well. They can't just be left to schools. This is a very intimate subject. And parents, it's a very personalised thing that parents should be involved in as well.
Okay. Bobby, we'll leave it at that for now. Lynette Burrows, thank you, and thanks to Jim Gamble. We will-